Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Boston University Medical School student is due in court today on murder and kidnapping charges for allegedly arranging meetings with masseuses through Craigslist. 22-year-old Philip Markoff of Quincy was arrested yesterday. Police have not said how they found him. Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Connolly called Markoff a predator and suggested there may be more charges.
We would like to make one final pitch to those out there who may have been a victim of robbery at the hands of Philip Markoff, especially those who have used Craigslist.
For more now, we're joined by WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, who is Philip Markoff?
Deb, Markoff is a 22-year-old from upstate New York who was in his second year of medical school at Boston University. Well, that's until yesterday. The school suspended him shortly after his arrest. Police say he did not have a prior criminal record, and BU officials would not comment on his record there, but say many people who knew Markoff were stunned to find out that he is the suspect in two, possibly three cases that are getting a lot of national attention. Markoff allegedly contacted one victim, Julissa Brisman, based on an ad for massage services through Craigslist, and police say he shot her in a Copley Marriott hotel room after she fought an attempted robbery. He's also charged with robbing another woman after a similarly arranged meeting at the Westin Copley Hotel. And Rhode Island police are investigating what might be a third case there last week.
Okay, BU medical student engaged to be married this summer. Almost a double life here, Martha.
It does sound like that, Deb. There's several websites that detail this wedding coming up in August. One that is still counting down the seconds and hours until the August date. If Markoff was having trouble at school, you know, the end of the second year of med school is a very tough exam period time for students. We don't know that yet. We really don't know anything about the motive or the big question why he did this, if he did this. Commissioner Davis and D.A. Connolly say they're still examining the whole question of motive.
And how did they find him?
Well, we don't know all the details there, but Boston Police Commissioner Davis says Markoff was under surveillance for several days before he was stopped yesterday afternoon driving south on I-95. They have not released details about the investigation, but it seems that they were tracing cell phones and some of that email action that happened through the Craigslist contact. You know, there's quite a trail there that many computer investigators can get into once they have some of the details, and BU police participated in helping trace some of that activity.
Hmm. You know, police say that there was no criminal record here on the part of Markoff, and as you said, we don't know about any warning signs during his time at Boston University, but some folks are drawing parallels between this particular case with Markoff and the Daniel Mason murder case. Can you remind us of what that was, Martha?
Yes. Daniel Mason was a fourth-year med student at BU in 2001 when he shot two men, killing one of them. Now, in that case, Mason had a prior conviction. School officials didn't know about it at the time, but there were warning signs, unlike what we're hearing about Markoff. The Mason case led to a lot of national attention, along with a few other things happening around the country, that initiated the call for required criminal background checks for entering medical school students. And those background checks are now in place for Boston University.
All right. Well, Martha, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Deb.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger reporting on the arrest in the so-called Craigslist killing. Philip Markoff will be arraigned later today. We'll have updates throughout the day.